Prologue. The house lights dim, and the crowd is on its feet, expectant. And when the man in the tailored Italian suit takes up his mic, they sway and nod in time to the drums and the bass, and join him in every word. He sings of the fire's spirit, of the taste of ashes on the tongue, of the truth on the other side of the mirror. He sings of the desert that is no desert place, but a land breathing, flying, crawling, dying, alive with spirits of the ancestors and the untold tales of children to come. Colored spotlights sweep over the house in a wash of color, and the players move in a balanced triad of solemnity and chaos and easeful laughter. The duets and solos and skits tell the story of deception and pain repeated for millennia, and are reminders, too, of the eternal human capacity for selflessness and joy. And the dance is a celebration of ancient peoples, not so different, the audience recognizes, from themselves. The video against the stage wall is their own soaring flight among a shower of stars, triggering in them a pitched weightlessness as they look down upon canyons and mesas, the landscape created by flood and wind, a place hostile and somehow welcoming, too. And their heartbeats are one with the spiral of guitar and percussion and bass and keyboards, and the strong, clear voice of the storyteller. The tales the band tells are a prism of gone faces and lost hours, visions and tears and destruction, and the sonic river gathers speed and then cascades in arpeggios of love and of hope. Red glitter drifts in the spotlights. The players and the audience move as one, and together they dream the dream.